Anyway, let me read for us this morning's text in English, and those 比较习惯看华文的，请看投影。Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, or even to eight, for you know not what disasters may happen on earth. If the clouds are full of rain, and empty themselves on the earth, and if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in that place where the tree falls, there it will lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, he who regards the clouds will not reap. And you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child. So you do not know the work of God who makes everything. In the morning, sow your seeds, and at evening, withhold not your hand. For you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Well, our text this morning is to me very Ecclesiastes.
我们今天早上的经节对我来说是非常的传道书。
What I mean is that this book of Ecclesiastes, and especially this portion that has just been read, tend to leave us perplexed.
特别是我们刚刚读的那个部分，往往让我们感到困惑。
And perplexity, I think, is good enough for many people wanting to siam from this book.
而困惑让许多人会要保和这本书保持一段距离。
Maybe only a few verses, people will still like it very much.
可能有几段经节啊，大家都会比较喜欢的。
Like he has made everything beautiful in his time.
例如啊，神造万物，各按其时成为美好。
That's in chapter 3.
这是在第三章。
But favorite verses like this, we are far from it. We're in chapter 11 today.
这和这第十一章的经节差了一段距离。
Well, but although this book can be perplexing at times.
虽然这本书有时候会令人感到困惑。
I think it's also very penetrating and also pastoral.
但它也是具有那个洞察力，并且带有那个牧养性的。
And so this morning, I think the verses are difficult, but let's unpack them.
虽然今天早上的经文比较困难，但让我们尝试去解明它。
Just let us leave this veil of perplexity.
我们来把这个遮住的那个帐幕把它拉开。
And let the insights and the words of comfort of the preacher speak to us.
让我们了解传道者的见解和他的要对我们所说的安慰的话。
Well, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find after many days is the first and to me the toughest saying in the whole list.
当将你的粮食撒在水面，因为日久必能得着，是所有的那个例子中的第一个，也是最困难的一个。
I think for 马太区 we did try this, but we only bring it to 千湖 and then we cast it to the turtles.
在马太区里，我们也尝试过，但是我们只到千湖那里去，把它丢给那个乌龟。
The turtle ate it, and then we didn't find any bread after that.
乌龟把它吃掉了，我们再也找不到那个面包。
Well, what does he mean by cast your bread upon the waters, and you'll find after many days?
把你的粮食撒在水面上。因为日久必能得着是代表什么呢？
Now there are two main lines of interpretation.
有两个主要的解释。
One much older and the other given to us fairly recently.
一个是比较旧的，比较早期的，另外一个是比较近期的。
The newer interpretation understand bread to refer to merchandises.
比较近期的把那个粮食解释成为理解为那个商品。
Cast your bread on the waters, according to this interpretation, refer to sending commodities and produce overseas.
根据这个解释，当你将你的粮食撒在水面，它是指通过河流和海洋把你的货物运送到海外。
Yes, to do it through rivers and through the seas, and that is to expand the customer base.
来扩大你的客户群。
Now, if we were to adopt this interpretation,
如果我们采用这个解释
the second verse that says give a portion to seven or even to eight.
第二节里面说到你要分给七人或分给八人。
That must be referring to diversification.
将是会指投资要多元化。
To diverse the investments instead of putting them all into one single basket.
多元化而不是把投资都集中在一个地方。
Because that will help to hedge against bad times.
这样能够防止那个以防行情转坏。
And wanted to do that because no one knows what will happen on the earth.
因为没有人会知道什么灾祸临到地上。
So in other words, according to this interpretation, we have a sound advice on business.
换句话说，我们有一个良好的商业建议。
Happy with this interpretation?
你们满意这个解释吗？
Anyone happy with this interpretation? Okay, just now I mentioned that there's an older way to understand this text.
我之前提到有一个更较早期的那个解释。
And to me, I think it's probably closer to what the author is actually trying to say.
我认为会更加接近了那个传道者的意图。
The older interpretations understand bread as simply food stuff.
较早期的那个解释把那个粮食理解为食物。
And casting bread is to give food supplies away to people.
并将撒粮食理解为把食物送出。
According to this interpretation, the second verse would have to mean give freely and give generously.
根据这个解释，这第二节经文将是指那个慷慨的捐助。
And not knowing whether if the times ahead will be bad, shouldn't therefore discourage us from giving.
而不知道行情是否会转坏，不应该成为那个捐助的那个阻拦。
And so, in short, it's encouraged us to be spontaneous in generosity.
简单的说，它鼓励我们自发的慷慨。
Now, there are a few reasons for me to prefer this to the newer interpretation.
我喜欢较早期的那个解释有几个原因。
Of course, with the help of commentary, I made my choice.
当然那些评论，我看通过那些评论，我决定了，我选择了我的那个，我做出我的选择。
Well, firstly, there are sayings around Israel's neighbors that sounds rather similar to this verse.
首先在以色列的邻国中也发现了类似同样的说法。
Now we see on the PowerPoint, there's an Egyptian version that say, do a good deed and throw it into the water where it does, when it dries, you will find it.
有一个埃及的版本说到，行善并将其扔在水中，你将在干枯的日子重新寻获它。
And there's also a Turkish version that here says that do good, cast bread into water. If the fish does not know it, God will.
还有另外一个土耳其的版本，他说到行善，将粮食抛扔在水中，水中的鱼或者不知道，但神上帝必晓得。
Well, apart from sayings, there are also stories about that goes along the same line of understanding this verse.
还有一些故事跟类似这个经节的故事。
There's an Arabic tale that kind of echoes the message.
有一个阿拉伯的故事，它也回应了相同的讯息。
The story talks about a boy.
这个故事说到一个男孩。
And this boy liked to do something pretty random.
他喜欢
很任意的。
任意的做一些事情。
Every day he would throw some bread into the water.
他每天会把一些面包丢进水里。
And what he did ended up saving the life of a prince.
他这么做最后救了一个王子的性命。
The prince in the story was drowned downstream.
这个故事中的王子在下游，他几乎淹死。
Yes, he was nearly drowned downstream, but he managed to climb onto a rock.
但他成功的爬上一个岩石。
And being there stranded and helpless,
受困和无助。
The bread that flowed downstream daily kept him alive.
每天飘来的面包使他得以存活。
And in the end, the boy was being rewarded for his generosity and his spontaneity.
最后男孩因他的自发行为而得到奖励。
Well, I think the sayings that I've read to us and also the story suggest to us that casting bread probably is an idiom.
这些说法和故事向我们说明，这撒粮食应该是指自发的慷慨那个一个成语。
Yes, it's an idiom for spontaneous generosity. And also, let me add just one more reason why I think this older interpretation is more correct.
那我再添加多一个这个较早期的解释是比较正确的那个理由。
Well, look at the last part of this first verse.
我们来看那个这段经节的最后一段。
It says you will find it after many days.
他说到因为日久必能得着。
Well, in business, I'm not sure who will look towards finding it after many days.
在商业中，没有人会想要找到同样的东西。
Business people aims at returns, plural, profit.
商人的目标是要回报，要有利润。
Not the principal sum, not the same thing.
而不是相同的东西或者是本金。
And if you were to think that eat refer to something like profit, I think we are stretching the meaning too far.
如果你认为那个得着是指那个利润，那是有点牵强。
So I would suggest to us that this verse is asking us to be spontaneous in showing generosity.
这个经节是要敦促我们要自发地展现那个慷慨。
And if we understand Hebrew, I don't, but commentary help me. If we understand Hebrew, the way that it's worded stressed that finding the bread after many days is not the reason for throwing into the water.
原文希伯来文强调日久必能得着，不是把粮食撒在水面上的主要原因。
So if you were to put it all together,
如果你把全部东西放在一起
，the verse is saying that we as God's people are to exercise generosity.
我们作为上帝的子民，必须要自发性的慷慨。
And to do it, even our future is in no way guaranteed.
即使是我们对我们的未来不知道。
And also to do so without expecting any repayment.
也不期望任何偿还。
Now I think this is a necessary and good reminder for us.
我觉得这对我们是一个很重要和必要的提醒。
But doesn't it sound a bit like some trite and old-fashioned moral teaching?
但听起来是不是好像有点像平庸和无聊的那些道德教育？
不是无聊啦，有点老款啦。
老套的道德教育。
Well, in any case, can I just encourage us to keep in mind this first point?
请记住它的第一点。
Well, it's to be spontaneous in showing generosity.
就是自发地表现出慷慨。
There's one more point that the preacher will now throw out.
他还会再提出多一点。
And when we put the two points together,
当我们把两点放在一起的时候
or to read them in tandem,
当把它们一起放在一起读的时候
then we'll see what he's trying to get at.
我们就会看到真正的意思。
All right, the next two sayings are not as challenging.
接下来的两个说法就没有那么的具有挑战性。
And when we read them in as a pair, we kind of get a sense.
如果我们把它放在一起读的时候，我们就能够察觉他们到底要说什么。
I will ask our 连哥 to do it.
云落满了雨，就必倾倒在地上；树落向南倒，或向北倒，树倒在何处，就存在何处。看风的必不撒种，望云的必不收割。
Well, not as challenging, but the one about the tree falling to the south or the north is still not the easiest.
那个关于树向南倒或者向北倒也是不容易的。
But when we just look at the two verses at the same time, we know it's talking about nature.
我们看到他是在说那个关于大自然。
I think he's trying to say that natural phenomena follows natural law.
他在说那个自然的现象，他遵循那个自然的规律。
Rain comes when the cloud is full.
云落满了就会下雨。
And a tree uprooted falls to the ground because of gravity.
一棵被连根拔起的树会落在地上，是因为那个地心吸力。
So in a sense, the preacher is telling us nature is predictable.
传道者是在告诉我们，在这方面，大自然是可以预测的。
You look at the clouds, and so you understand what's going to happen. You can predict to some extent how things will be next.
你看到那个云，你就会知道接下来将会发生什么事。
But as to when all these kind of natural processes will really happen,
但至于这些自然的过程几时会发生
，No one knows for sure.
没有人会清楚的知道。
And in the case of the farmer in verse 4, the question would then become,
在第四节里，那个农夫的问题就变成了
，What will he do in view of all these uncertainties?
他面对这些的很多的变数，他会要怎么样做呢
？Will he go about sowing and reaping？
他会再去收割吗
？Or will he stand and do nothing？
还是站在那里什么都不做
？Being fearful that the rain will come, the wind will come and blow the seeds away？
担心他的风会把他的种子吹走
，and that the rain will come and destroy all the harvested grain？
而雨可能会毁了他的收割。
What would then be a correct mindset and attitude to have？
什么才是那正确的那个心态和态度呢
？A correct mindset for him and for us to have when we face uncertainties.
他和我们在面对未知数的时候所应该有的态度和那心态。
The preacher makes his point and gives the answer in the next two verses.
传道者在下来两节里说道。
And again,
风从何到来？骨头在怀孕妇人的胎中如何长成？你尚且不得知道。这样行万事之神的作为，你更不得知道。 早晨要撒你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你不知道哪一样发旺，或是早撒的，或是晚撒的，或是两样都好。
Well, the analogy on the forming of the baby, I think, highlight to us the fact that human knowledge is limited after all.
这个婴儿的形成这个例子啊，告诉我们人类的知识是有限的。
And so, any one of us like to think that he or she can get every calculation and every preparation ready before doing anything, that person is probably a bit naive.
所以任何人认为他在执行任何任务之前能够把所有的大小事项都全部准备妥妥当当，啊，一定是有点天真的。
Well, but this is just what the preacher says.
这是啊，那个传道者所说的。
For us who live in today, and we know that the body of knowledge has grown a whole lot.
我们知道啊，我们对东西的了解在这几已经有了很大的进展。
He talks about weather. He talks about this development of baby.
他说到那个关于气象，关于那个。婴儿的形成。
But today, in the field of meteorology or in obstetrics and gynecology, we know a lot more. He doesn't know.
但是在今天，我们对于气象学或者妇产科，我们比他了解的更多。
He doesn't even have an idea what he doesn't even know what we know today.
他根本不知道我们今天会知道些什么。
And if neither of this kind of ologies or studies is your cup of tea,
如果这些学问都不是我们所喜爱的。
Then at least we are people who know and are able to control things. We are at the so-called we are so-called at the consumer end of all these kind of developments.
至少我们是这些发展的消费者那一端。
Well, we have today apps on your smartphones.
我们今天在我们的智能手机上有许多的应用程序。
And all these apps help us to know and to control.
这些程序帮助我们去了解、知道并能够掌握。
We have apps that's able to give us a bus timing.
我们有那个程序能让我们知道公共交通汽车来的时间。
We can plan our time.
我们能够安排我们的时间。
It gives us information on currencies.
它让我们给我们那个货币的资讯。
When to best change your money for your December holiday.
要到哪里去才能够得到最好的兑换率。
You also give us knowledge of the stock of merchandises that we want to buy.
他也让我们知道那个我们要买的商品的库存量。
We know a lot more.
我们更加的了解。
We are not as helpless as that farmer.
我们没像那个农夫这么辛苦。
But like him, we are also living a life that's full of variables.
但是同样的，我们的生命同样是充满了未知数。
And all these variables can at times send us into franticness.
但这些变数可能使我们感到恐惧。
Parents and grandparents among us might have encountered a difficulty recently.
我们当中的父母或者是祖父祖母在最近可能遇到一些困难。
Trying to find one box of mosquito patch in the whole shopping mall.
就是在这个购物商场中尝试找到一盒的蚊子贴。
Because of the variables, the whole nation went frantic. The news tell us when you buy mosquito patch, buy only what you need.
因为这个未知数，整个国家就到处在寻找这个蚊子贴。
And of course, there are also other kind of variables that we have to live with.
还有其他的变数，我们必须去面对的。
Variables that won't make us frantic, but send us into paralysis or inaction.
会造成我们瘫痪或者是什么都不做。
Well, for the farmer, he was stunned by the possibility of strong wind and sudden rainfall.
对于那个农夫，他被那个刮风和下雨的可能性吓到了。
For us, it could be anything.
对我们来说，什么都可能。
It could be that we are suddenly thrown a project in school or in workplace in a totally new field.
可能是在学校或者在工作场所被托予一个全新领域的项目。
Or it could be that we are asked to live with somebody that we don't really know quite well as yet.
或者是我们需要跟一个我们不太了解的人一起生活。
Like our in-laws or a new helper.
例如我们的岳父岳母或者我们的新的帮手。
Or it could be to read a profound book like Ecclesiastes.
或者是像读像传道书这样非常深奥的书。
All this could just send us into some form of inaction.
这些东西都可能让我们决定什么都不做。
Well, whatever it might be.
无论是什么，
as long as being disadvantaged is the concern that we have.
只要我们担心我们会处于一些 不利的地的处境。
This passage is asking us to take some risk.
这个经节叫我们去冒一些险。
And also to do it by trusting that God, who work makes everything, will be our help.
并且在冒险的时候，要相信那行万事之神将成为我们的帮助。
Well, to just take risks in life may be something that sounds a little uncomfortable to some of us, or altogether natural to some others.
可能冒险对我们有些人来说是非常听起来会非常的不舒服，但是对其他人可能是非常的自然。
That depends on how we apply our faith.
这取决于我们如何去应用我们的信仰。
I know of some Christians who must pray and must wait until God show them something very clearly before they dare to step into something big or new.
我知道有些基督徒必须一定要祷告，还有让上帝看他们看到一些实际的东西，他们才会决定去踏上一个新的项目。
And there are also Christians who will just embark onto anything readily.
也有一些基督徒则随时任何时候都会去做任何事情。
And for them, God can come either later, last, or never given a chance to participate.
对他们来说，上帝可以迟一点来，或者最后才来参与，或者根本不被允许参与。
Now neither is Christian spirituality in the eyes of the preacher.
这些在传道者的眼里都是不属灵的。
To him, a follower of God should be one who constantly seek to fulfill his responsibilities with God's help.
他认为上帝的追随者是应该是一个在履行他责任时不断寻求上帝帮助的人。
And a spiritual person should be like the farmer who keep looking for the opportunity to sow and to reap.
一个属灵的人就应该像那个农夫一样，他不断地寻找适当的时刻播种和收成。
Yes, you know well that there is the wind and there's the rain and they are all hard to say.
是的，几时会刮风，几时会下雨。很难说。
But he just do it, and he do it by trusting that God will bless.
但是他就那么样的去做，因为他相信上帝会祝福他。
And this also what is meant in verse 6.
这里就是在第六节里所说到的。
When it says, in the morning sow your seeds, and in the evening withhold not your hand.
早晨要撒你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手。
He does not mean that the farmer or any one of us is to work 24/7.
这不意味着农夫或者我们任何一个人必须日夜不停的工作。
But to say that we must open our eyes big.
就是要我们张大眼睛去看。
Because any time is a good time for finding opportunity to do what we are supposed to do.
就是说任何时候都是一个好的时候去寻找我们应该做的事情。
And so his second point is this.
所以他的第二点就是这里。
Fulfill one's responsibility with God's help.
靠神帮助履行我们自己的责任。
Well, but the two points are not his real message for this morning.
但是他的那两个要点都不是今天早上经节所要传达的讯息。
He's using these two to point towards something.
他用这两点来指引我们
去看他要我们看的信息。And we see it once we have these two points.
我们就在这两点之后，我们才能够看得到。
Spontaneity and generosity.Spontaneity in generosity and fulfilling one's responsibility.
自发的慷慨和履行责任。
One points more to the good of others.
一个是为了别人的好。
The other more for the good of oneself or one's family.
一个是为了自己或自己家人的好。
And in both cases, he say that there are within all these areas things that we know and things unknown.
他说在这两种情况下，有我们所已知道的事情，也有我们所不知道的事情。
And the things that's unknown may cause us to stop doing the good and the necessary.
那些我们所不知道的事情可能会阻拦我们去做我们应该做的事情。
But then in verse 5, he points us to the one who is behind and above all phenomena and conditions.
在第五节里，传道者告诉我们，有一位那个超越万有的。
And he said that one that he point to this him we know, but his work.We don't.
这一个人我们认识他，但我们不了解他的作为。
Yet he say that his work makes everything.
然而他的作为成了万有万事。
The preacher is actually pushing us to do every good and to fulfill every responsibility that we have.
传道者要我们去做每一件的好事，去履行每一项责任。
But he's not a moral teacher.
但他不是一个那个。道德的老师。
He's more like a spiritual director in this case.
他比较像是一个属灵的导师。
He's asking us to take risk.
他要求我们冒险。
But he's not asking us to do so by casting ourselves into the blind force of chances.
但不是盲目的投机。
But trusting ourselves into the hands of God who give us breath and life.
而是信靠那给我们气息和生命的上帝。
Well, take risk is the main point that he has.
啊，他的要点就是要去冒险。
But also to do it depending on God's help.
但是也必须依靠上帝的帮助。
And if we wonder if this way of living life is spirituality,
如果你觉得这种生活方式是不是属灵的话呢？
Then let's take a few minutes to talk about the life of a person that we as a church has been talking quite a fair bit about the past few months.
那我们花几分钟来谈论一下我们教会在最近几个月来一直谈论到的一个人物。
Some of us, once we think of this person, we can't help but see his dark side.
我们当中有一些人，他不断地看到这一个人的那个黑暗的一面。
And others among us would think that to just talk about him being not a good person is being unfair, and then we choose to speak up for him.
其他人则认为把他说成是一个不是好人，对他是不公正，也不正确的。
Anyone want to tell me who am I talking about?
你们知道牧师在说谁吗？
啊、huh? ？Not Trump. I'm referring us to the Bible patriarch Jacob.
雅各。
And those of us who attend CG has been talking about this guy.
我们在参加小组的都在一直在讨论这一个人物。
And we also debate about his life.
我们辩论了他的生命。
Because he cheated his brother and cheated his father-in-law, so we think he's a bad guy.
他欺骗了他的岳父，他欺骗了他哥哥。
But others who think that he's just being very proactive in living his in really working out his life, we think that no, we shouldn't say that about him.
其他人则认为他是一个非常有非常积极，他去争取的人。
Anyway, if you have not yet joined this discussion, we will be doing it until about April or May next year. So just come and visit one of the CGs and join.
如果你可以随时来参加我们其中一个小组来分享这个人物。
Anyway.
Yeah. 会一直到四月五月。
Anyway, I meant to say that Jacob as a patriarch is quite unlike his father and his grandfather.
雅各和他的父亲和他的祖父不太一样。
The first two patriarchs, they are like jumping onto the biblical scene with faith.
前面两个元老是有信仰的人。
Abraham, when God called him to leave his father's home, he didn't even bat an eyelid, he just went.
亚伯拉罕在上帝叫他离家的时候，他眼都不眨一下。
And when God tested Isaac, Isaac was willing to jump up onto the chopping board to be chopped.
但当上帝试探那个以撒的时候，他自愿的成为那献祭。
These people look like they have faith already.
他们已经有了那个信仰。
But Jacob looks quite different.
但雅各则相当的不一样。
In fact, I don't think we can say for sure that Jacob had faith until he had set up a family with four wives and 11 or 12 children.
我们不能肯定他雅各在建立了他那个有四个妻子和十二个孩子中的十一个的家庭之前，他是有信仰的。
数学不错。Well, before that point in time,
在那之前
，all we are told that he worked 7 years for Rachel.
我们知道他为了拉结而工作了七年。
But then he has to work another 7 years because the father-in-law conned him.
然后他接着又再多工作了七年，因为他的岳父骗了他。
And then all in all, he was exploited by the father-in-law for how many? 20 years.
他被他的岳父欺骗了共20年。
And at the end of the 20 years, he was a bankrupt because the father-in-law really, really just want to exploit him.
在二十年后，他一无所有，因为他的岳父想尽办法来欺骗他。
But then we are told that he devised some smart strategy and then circumvented the father-in-law and then he became quite rich.
但我们知道他设计的一些方法他变得相当的富有。
Now when we look at Jacob, we can only say that for that 20 years he really sweat it out and he really risked it all.
我们看到了就是雅各在那二十年他冒了很多险，付出了很多。
And then at the end, he was successful.
最后他成功了。
But friends, you and I who have been reading the article, we know that it's not because that he was hardworking or he was smart.
但我们有看这个小组材料的，我们会知道不是因为他付出了很多，不是因为他用功勤劳。
Although that's also true.
虽然那也是事实。
But it's because that behind and above all the visible phenomenal.
因为在我们所看到的这一切，
There is God who at Bethel has promised to be with him.
有那个在伯特利的上帝，他承诺要与他同在。
To watch over him and to help him.
并看顾他。
He risked.
他冒险。
But it's God who actually helped.
但是是上帝帮助他。
Now, and as to whether did he even remember God in those 20 years, that is really a question, actually.
在那二十年当中，他是否还有记得纪念到上帝，还是一个问号。
But what is for sure is that God has been watching over those that he loved.
但是上帝时时刻刻的在看顾他以及他所爱的人。
What about Jacob soon proved to be a man of faith?
但雅各很快的就证明他是一个有信仰的人。
The day came when it was God who asked him to return to his homeland.
就是上帝要他回到他的家乡的那一天。
And the Bible tells us that the brother who was once angry sent 400 to come and meet him.
圣经告诉我们，那位曾经生他气的哥哥派了400人来找他。
And when we think about it, those 400 are more likely like warriors and not porters.
这400人比较可能是那个战士，而不是那些搬运工人。
不是扛行李的。
啊，不是帮他扛行李。
不是叫400个人来帮他扛行李，那你没那边 unlikely to that。
不大可能是。
And so it was a huge risk for him to move forward.
他继续往前走是冒了一个非常大的险。
But then we see that he again risked.
但我们看到他冒险。
Or more correctly, he obeyed God.
应该是说他顺服神。
Or should we say that he walked by faith?
或者是他凭信心行事。
And we continue to see a man of faith when we look at the aged Jacob.
我们在雅各年迈的时候，我们继续看到一个。有信仰的人。
There was a famine.
那时候有一个饥荒。
And the first batch of food that they purchased from Egypt has all been makanded.
他们在埃及买的第一批食物也吃光了。
And it was time for him to do a second procurement exercise.
他是时候他必须去做第二次的采购。
And this time he has to send his last favorite child to go, and that's Benjamin.
这次他必须把他最小的孩子，他最喜爱的孩子便雅悯。送过去。
And he says this when he had to do it.
他说道，
May God Almighty grant you mercy before the man, and may he send back your other brother and Benjamin. And as for me, if I'm bereaved of my children, I am bereaved.
但愿全能的上帝使你们在那人面前蒙怜悯，释放你们那兄弟和便雅悯回来。我若散了儿子，就散了吧。
Well, Jacob has in time become not very different from the father and the grandfather.
雅各已经和他的父亲和祖父没有什么不一样。
We see him as a man of faith.
他我们都有那个信仰。
And brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内的兄弟姐妹们。
Well, I want to say to us that this is a story that involves risking and trusting God.
这是一个涉及那个冒险和信靠上帝的故事。
And this is the story of our spiritual forefathers.
这也是我们的属灵祖先的故事。
And the preacher in this morning's passage is calling us to walk the same journey as our spiritual forebears.
传道者呼求我们走我们属灵祖先走过的这个信心的旅程。
He's calling us to give it a good shot in life.
他呼求我们在我们的生活中再一次的去尝试。
And he said that our calling is not to get every detail in place and to play it safe.
他说我们的呼召不是要保证生活中每一个大小事项都没有风险。
But to trust God who joined us in our life stage.
而是要信靠那上帝他会在我们的生命中的时候与我们同在。
The one who is behind above everything observable.
那至高无上超乎万有的上帝。
And whose work makes everything.
他成了万事。
Let us pray.Father Lord, we thank you for giving us intelligence, skills, and ability. Although the preacher will tell us that all this is in no way any form of guarantee of success, but at the same time, we are asked to just try our best and to at the same time look to you. Lord, there may be things in our recent time that we need to really make some decision.Some hard decisions. There's something that has been thrown into our laps and we have no choice but to manage them. And we are not really above the waters at this point. Lord, we ask that this morning as the preacher speaks, not this preacher, but the one who wrote Ecclesiastes, according to his bidding, to walk by faith. Lord, we ask that you give us more in terms of faith and help us to really walk and give you the glory. In your name we pray. Amen. This is why we use a song to continue to 传道者他的那种的鼓励给唱出来，我们唱的这首是一首祷告词，是刚才大家所唱过的诗歌，让我们一颗愿意相信的一个心，一种姿态，去走前面的每一步。
谦卑的心，给我一颗受教的灵，好让我能走在你的旨意里，如同耶稣的生命。求你给我 谦卑的心，给我一颗受教的灵，好让我能走在你的旨意里，如同耶稣的生命，帮助我更多的 祷告，帮助我更深地依靠，单单相信你，深深敬畏你，一生要跟随你。我们再从头唱一遍，求你给我一颗谦卑的心。 给我一颗受教的灵，好让我能走在你的旨意里，如同耶稣的生命，帮助我更多的祷告，帮助我 单单相信你，今生敬畏你，一生要跟随你，帮助我，帮助我，更多的祷告，帮助我更深的依靠。 单单相信你，深深敬畏你，一生要跟随你。单单相信你，单单相信你，一生敬畏你，一生要跟随你。
Let's pray. Father, Lord, help us to have faith in you per se. But yet that's not simplistic faith. We also have the faith that you have already given us ability. To have the faith in you in a sense that you have already opened up for us doors of opportunities. To have faith in you by being observant, to do all that we can do and to trust that you will complete whatever good that you start. Lord, let us live a life of worship in a sense. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's now pick up this morning's offertory. You are familiar, the red offertory bag is for our regular offering, and then the one blue is for our charity work.